This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all your gardening questions, so feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we got about another hour left in the show, so plenty of time. So definitely give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you out. Meantime, we do have a few calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in New York.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you perfect.
Okay, I have a beautiful amaryllis. I have the second bud, which is almost 2 feet high.
Okay.
The whole plant grows like that, and it was gorgeous. I had six blossoms on every stem. My problem now is the leaves are also 2.5 feet high.
Okay.
I am thinking of keeping it over. How can I deal with these tall leaves? Can I fold them down? Can I cut them back a little bit to make it a little more able to handle? I want to move it from my apartment out onto my patio this summer. So I guess I need to, so that it gets, you know, sun and strength back into the bulb. Can I do anything with these tall leaves?
You could thin out a couple of them. So you could actually, you know, take not every other, but every couple and remove a few and cut those all the way back to the level, you know, of the ground.
Of the bulb.
Yeah. What I would also look at doing is they have these little sticks that have like a circle at the top, like a half, a three quarter circle.
Uh-huh.
And using that stake to hold the blossom higher. They usually come in green, so they'll kind of fade away. You won't really see them.
Right. Okay.
But that way it holds up the form of the amaryllis, the flower itself. Just because when it gets so high like that, sometimes it'll topple over with too much wind So I would look at something along those lines to really help protect it.
Okay.
For the long term.
You're telling me I can't cut them back. I need to let them grow.
Well, I'd let the I was speaking more like the flowers of using that for. But for the leaves, like I said, you could cut back, you know, maybe half of it, maybe you know, a quarter of the leaves, so that it can put more energy back into the bulb. So definitely I have no problem doing that.
Okay. Well, that's the part that I'm at now. My stems are done. My blossoms are done. But I'm going to try to keep it over. And so I know I need to get strength back into the bulb and through the leaves. But, man, these leaves are, you know, they're huge. So I will do that. I have a couple of stakes, and I can tie the leaves with some yarn and to hold them up and things like that. But just cut back a few of them, but leave the rest, okay?
Yeah, so cut back a few because, you know, you want it the energy to slowly go back into the bulb in a natural process. So
okay.
By cutting all, so if you were to cut, like, all the leaves, right. It might shock the bulb. Whereas we cut a couple of them, let
okay.
that energy be focused on the other leaves, let that, because we want the bulb to naturally, the leaves to die, naturally,
right.
because that means they've used all the energy and it's going back into the bulb itself. So, you know,
okay.
that I'd thin it out a little bit to focus more on the rest of the bulb to get it stronger so it'll continue for you,
okay.
and you should be fine.
Okay. And then about September, I think you said, to cut it back and put it into what I did last time, and I haven't had any success over yet, but I'm going to try. Cut it back about September, I think you said, and I'm putting it in a paper bag, kind of, not closed off so that it gets moldy or anything, to go to the light part of it and try to keep it that way until the dark time, until, what'd you say, December then?
So,
and
yeah,
then,
so what we're looking to do is we're trying to get the amaryllis to go into dormancy for
right.
about 8 to 10 weeks.
Right.
And so at about September, mid-September, what happens is, you know, we want the leaves to start to die back, if not cut them back, to allow it to focus on the bulb itself.
Right.
And you want to put it in an area where it's going to, the temperature is only going to be about 50 to 55 degrees.
Okay.
And it's like a semi-dark location at this point. You're not looking to continue to water them. You're letting them just go dormant, right? You know, you don't necessarily have to cut the leaves right away. What you can do is as they turn brown, when you put it in that semi-dark location, cut
okay.
them back. Because that means they're dying back to the bulb itself, which is a good thing for you. Leaving it in there for about 8 to 10 weeks. And then after the 8 to 10 weeks, which is around like Thanksgiving time, you bring it into an area where it's full light, 70, 75 degrees. And, you know, you want to keep the soil moist, but not like soaking wet, and continue on that process. And it could be, you know, could be flowering around Christmas time for you or maybe just thereafter.
Being in an apartment, that is the part that I'm having difficulty with, finding a place to put this. Now, in the early time, I can put it in, say, my garage, which is, you know, dark most of the time, except if I take the car out. Or I also have a door off of my patio where my furnace is that I could put it in there for a while. But then if we get, you know, cold weather, then I'm in kind of in trouble. So it's hard in an apartment to accomplish these things. But I'm going to try.
I know it can be hard to do these things, and you kind of find ways that'll work. Sometimes, you know, to get it in a dark place, some people will put it in like a closet. They'll put it in something like that where,
but
because
does it get cold enough there?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if we're looking for the dark period, maybe
right.
that's an area to look at to see if
right.
even though it is, you know, too warm,
right.
maybe that's part of it.
But the dark part,
you know, the other thing you could do, which isn't, you know, pretty looking, but maybe it's getting a getting some sort of Tupperware that is, you know, dark on the outside, putting a couple holes in it to at least let the air factor, but putting like a box over it by a window that maybe has a little bit of a draft
oh.
or something like that, right? The downfall of that could be if it's in a very, very sunny window, then it
yeah.
could heat up, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we, you know, we look for other options that we can do and continue to go from there. But, you know, the dark period is the important part. If you can get it cool, it's definitely very helpful because it's allowing the plant to rest and be ready for the next stage. And that's really what we're trying to do.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I'll give it a whirl and see what happens because it's been absolutely gorgeous. Two stems, 2 feet high. Each stem had 5 blossoms. One had 6, and the blossoms were over 7 inches across.
Wow.
So you can see why I'd like to keep it over.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it's worth trying.
Yep.
It definitely
is. Thank you very much, Patrick. Love the show.
Thanks, Barbara. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got less than a minute before the break, so I don't want to pull anybody on just yet. So fill up those lines. We got about 45 minutes left in the show to do everything we can to help you out with the garden. Going to be a very nice day today. Highs in the mid-40s, but the next couple days are going to remind us of winter. So definitely, if you're going to do anything and you're planning anything, do something today or maybe later in the week because looking 31 and 32 on Monday and Tuesday. Brr. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peg is in Cape Cod.
Peg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. So I had a couple questions about hydrangeas. I have quite a few.
Sure.
And I have some notes from, I think, probably calling you last year or the year before, but I've confused myself with one of them.
Sure.
So I know that you were suggesting a fertilizer with a higher middle number.
Yep.
More for this time of year. But I have written down 0180 and 0440. And so
yep.
I wasn't sure what my notes meant.
So that's usually a superphosphate or a triple phosphate. Either one of those will do.
Okay.
That's if you were to go into a local garden center and you were to look for superphosphate, it might be 0440 or 0180, and that's what those numbers mean. It's a high middle number for root development and shoot development. What this will do is it'll push in, the new growth, that type of thing, in the early part of the season, and it would be beneficial for those hydrangeas.
And is now the time, or is it a little early?
I think now is the time, especially for you being on Cape Cod. The ground's a little bit warmer than it is on the northern part of Massachusetts. If you want, you can wait another week to 10 days, just based on, the soil temperatures have thawed. There's also some regulations in parts of the Cape that I think you have to wait till April 1st to use any phosphorus level.
Okay.
You'd have to look at your town bylaws for that one, because I know in some areas they want you to wait till like April 1st for fertilizing the phosphorus.
Okay. Are there any brands that you suggest, and are they all granular?
They're all granular at this point. That's what you're looking for. At this point, you're not looking to go in the liquid form just yet. You can look at either Espoma or High Yield. The Espoma is the white and I think it might be white and green. at this point, whereas the high yield, or they're also Fertilum, is like a yellow package.
What was the thing you said after high yield, Fertilum?
Yeah, it's high yield or Fertilum. That's the name of the the whole the main company is Fertilum.
Okay. And is it okay to put it on top of existing mulch, or do you really have to kind of scratch it in hard?
I would try to scratch it in the best you can to allow it to get deeper, closer to the root system. Sometimes when you leave it on the mulch, it takes some time for it to break down. It's a little harder for it to break down quicker, if you will. So just maybe remove some of the mulch. You can always put the mulch right back on top of it and be fine. But it definitely try to get it into the soil to get it closer to the root system itself.
And is this also, this is sort of a losing battle, but I do try to do some lime to keep them more pink. Is this the time to do that as well?
Again, I'd probably wait like another week to 10 days, but if this is the time to be doing that, and you probably need to do it multiple times during the season to keep it pink. If you're looking to, you know, on the Cape, it's usually like a sandier type soil, so the nutrients will flow a little bit easier, so maybe needing to do it multiple times during the season will help get it pinker for you.
Okay, and that can be done at the same time you fertilize?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do azaleas and rhododendrons need this kind of fertilizer as well?
They want more acidic type fertilizer. They would look just basically, you're looking to just give them a little bit of a boost with something along the lines of Holytone. Holytone's an acidic fertilizer, but it is low levels. I think it's like a 5-4-3 or a 5-3-3, which is not a lot compared to others. And this is just to give it something back to wake up for the season. But that's really all you would need. You don't need to go on a heavy dose of anything with these. I think you're better off just using like a Holytone now, or in the next week to 10 days.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. All right, Peg, you have a great rest of your day.
You too, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About a half hour left in the show. We'll try to get to as many calls as possible. Be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland Saturday that Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking in Jerusalem, where he's shoring up support for reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he criticized President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis.
Joe Biden's been one train wreck after another. Just take a look at what he's doing out at NATO. Ay, 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 these people.
This is USA Radio News.
A construction worker died Saturday after suffering a substantial fall while apparently inside of a crane at a Boston parking garage that partially collapsed while it was being demolished. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey.
One victim found at the bottom of the pile, but having fallen from a high height.
A suspect in the alleged kidnapping of a Nevada teenager who was last seen in a Walmart parking lot has been arrested. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office said it also impounded a pickup truck that was possibly involved in 18-year-old Naomi Arian disappearance, which has since spawned a nationwide search. The suspect was identified by the sheriff's office as 41-year-old Troy Driver. Meanwhile, the search for the missing teen remains active. Some states have started suspending gas taxes. Others are considering such a move to help consumers facing high prices at the pump. David Holt with the Consumer Energy Alliance says the Biden administration doesn't have a sensible energy policy.
They won't meet with the industry. They won't remove these permitting slowdowns.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do a bunch of calls on the lines to Nathan, who's up next.
Bob's in Cape Cod.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Question.
Sure.
I've got two arborvitaes that experienced some heavy snow during the winter, and as a result, they were bent over quite a bit. But they've sprung up almost vertical, but they're probably another 15, 20 degrees necessary to get them straight. My question is, what's the proper time to do something, and what should I do in order to have them grow perfectly straight?
So the time is right now to be doing that to help them out as they're starting to grow a little bit, start to wake up a little bit, for the spring season. So what I would be looking to do is taking like some twine, something along those lines, and taking the branches that are at an angle and bringing them back to life by pulling them towards the other trees and slowly helping them form form back to the straight what you want them to be. So it's more of, there isn't like a bad time to do it. I'd be looking to try and do it sooner rather than later. And you can tie it in multiple spots. And using a product like jute twine, it's J-U-T-E, what that is a biodegradable twine. It's a green twine that you can actually tie, and it's not going to, harm the tree in the long term. It's eventually going to biodegradable, so it's going to break down, and it's not going to harm the tree long term. You could do that right now without a problem, honestly.
Okay. The other question, instead of twine, would it be better to use a rather wider, say 1 or 2 inch piece of canvas or something to wrap around the actual two trunks and get them straight, as opposed to the twine, which might just embed itself into the major branch. Because I'm not talking about individual branches. I'm talking about the main two branches of the arborvitae.
Completely understandable. And that, you know, depending upon the thickness of how big it is, you could definitely use something. They have some products out there called ArborTi, which what it is it's basically a stronger type of twine that is has more give to it. It's just, you know, it's not biodegradable, so some people don't like to use it. That's why I kind of suggested the twine, because it'll break down over time for you. But if it's a strong part of the trunk and you're worried about it, you definitely could use some of that nylon to hold it together. And what you'll want to do is, you don't want to start straight out bringing it right back to that 100 degree that you're looking for, the 90 degree up and down. You know, bring it at like half of what it is right now. You're saying it's at like a 15 degree angle. Bring it to like a 7 degree angle. Let the plant get stronger to that period. Let it sit for a little bit, maybe a few weeks, and then tighten it to get it back up. Sometimes when you put too much pressure on the plant, you don't want to snap it. And 15 degrees isn't a lot, but at the same time, slowly doing it is better for the longevity of the plant itself.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and enjoy the program.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for everything I've learned from your show over time.
Thank you.
As you alluded to the weather, we're about to get a very cold night, between 16 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of beautiful leaves for all of my daffodils and tulips up. I have sprays of crocus all around. I read that I can cover them as I would cover things in the fall. Does that work, and how should I do it so that, because in this cold snap isn't going to go away during the day, 25 to 30 as a high. So do you have some advice?
Yeah, so you can cover it just like you have in the past. In the fall, you could cover it back up with the mulch that's there. You could cover it up with a number of different things. You can even use blankets to put over there and just leave it on the plants for the next couple days. A couple days away from like sunlight and all those things is not going to be a bad thing. It's when you leave it there for like weeks or multiple weeks is when it would have the issue. I would look at it and say, you know what, I'd leave it on for a couple days and be okay with it. Just to give it a couple extra degrees. The soil temperatures are in the 40s, which is a good thing, because what that means is the ground's not frozen, so it's not it's super super cold. You know what I mean? So I think that is a good thing for you, but at the same time, I'd be putting something down, a blanket, more mulch if you have it, whichever. But it's definitely worth doing.
I've been using sheets in the fall. I save old sheets. Is that thick enough? Or?
Yeah, what I might look at doing is, if they're in a really concentrated area, maybe doing, you know, one sheet, then putting another one right over the top of it.
Okay.
Just as a protection, because the way the weather has been going, obviously, has been up and down, and we've had more ups with the temperatures lately than downs. And so there's more growth that you're seeing there. And so, you know, playing a little bit more caution to it, I don't think is a bad thing.
Right. What I learned, and I think I saw this a couple of years ago, is that if I don't do anything, the leaves will be burned by the frost, and it affects the bloom. Is that why we're doing this?
Yeah. So what'll happen is it slows the whole plant growth down. doesn't allow the plant to really focus on what it's trying to do, get to that flowering stage. Sometimes it can even, you know, make it so it doesn't blossom that season. So, you know, that's what we're doing, is we're protecting it from losing everything when it comes to the blossom aspect of it.
Sounds good. Now, I have a couple of large clay pots. So for the ones that are over 6 inches of leaf height, can I just do a clay pot?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it might even be worth throwing that clay pot over a bunch of them and then putting the blanket over those as well. Double protection. I see no problem doing that by any means.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem, Chris. You have a great one.
And you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Some more calls on the line, Nathan?
Yes, sir. There's three. Chris is in Bourne.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I have to have some major work done to my front yard to put in a new septic.
Okay.
And I have all kinds of bulbs and perennials. And I was just wondering, I mean, I was going to dig them up singly. Is there an easier way instead? I mean, besides having somebody else do it?
Well, so the...
which tool would you use if you could make it the easiest, I guess?
Gotcha. So, you know, the part of it is trying to, you know, just be keep the plants viable. And so you look at a number of different things. Sometimes using like a flat shovel where you can go straight down and then go straight under, you can almost take an area like a strip of sod and do it that way.
Okay.
Just trying to basically maybe, it have to be smaller pieces, but, you know, square it out. Maybe it's like a foot by a foot section where, you know, there's a bunch of bulbs, you know, make the outside line first so you get that square. And then on one side, start digging, getting underneath and basically pulling up like a piece of sod. It doesn't all, you know, It's not the easiest thing to do because they don't always just stick together. You know, maybe they're spaced out a little bit, but that would be one of the easier ways of getting it done. There's no real machinery or anything that you could do. I'd be afraid that like a sod cutter might hurt the bulbs, do something along those lines. So that's why I would look for that.
Well, thank you so much, because I didn't even think about doing something like that. You know, I was going to get a nice little cushion, sit on the ground, dig out each one. And the good thing is I pretty much have them, I planted them in bunches, you know, like especially daffodils. If you plant one, it looks really sad and lonely. So, you
understandably,
know, I
would
do a group. So thank you so much. That, and my yard is small, even though the thing is, I have all ground cover and perennials, so that will be good. I can do the same thing with the ground cover.
Yeah, you definitely you know, trying to get as much of a root system as possible. So, you know, trying to go down, maybe it's down, you know, 6 inches, maybe it's more. What you'll have to kind of do is play around with it and to see how deep your bulbs are and see how deep you need to go. And, you know, you'll be able to tell with the way, with the feel of the bulb to see, like, all right, you're hitting something hard, or, you know, when you're looking to pull it out. So I think you'll be okay, but it just takes a little bit of time, and it might take a little bit extra time at first, but once you kind of get the hang of it, you'll be able to remove those easily.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Chris. Have a great one.
Okay, you too. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Sylvia's in Maryland.
Sylvia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I had a question about my lawn.
Okay.
I have a lawn service, and while we were away, they put in the fertilizer. However, I have a lot of moss in the lawn, and I wanted to get that removed, do something to get rid of the moss, and then put in a fertilizer. What should I do to get rid of this moss in the lawn?
So there is a product out there called Moss Max. Okay. Bonide is the name of the company that provides it. It's this Moss Max can be used, and what it does is it breaks down it has like iron in it, and iron is a strong moss killer. Mm-hmm. From there, the moss itself will start to turn black, and you do need to rip it up on your own. This isn't something that will just kind of just go away. So once you put this down, it turns the moss black. You clean it out, and then from there, that's when you can start fertilizing and moving on. Now, I do have to hit a break. There's a little bit more to it, so hang tight with me, Sylvia. We'll take that break. I'll be back in a few.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we are talking with Sylvia in regards to she has moss in the lawn and she wants to get rid of it. The guys who were working on the yard already put a fertilizer down, and she wanted to be able to get rid of it, then put the fertilizer down. So that being said, we need to kill the moss at this point anyways. How do we do that? What can we do for that? So the killing of the moss is done with Moss Max from Bonide. It's a granular form. They also have a liquid form. The liquid form is a faster actor towards it, so it'll kill it a little bit quicker. But you still do need to remove it. That's the worst part of this. Now, there are multiple reasons why moss grows in a lawn. One, it's very, a shady area. There could be issues with the soil where the soil is not very nutrient-rich, or the nutrients are trapped because of over time. Also, another one could be the fact that maybe moisture sits there and it creates the moss underneath it. So there's a little bit of work that has to be done for underneath the soil as well. And so one of the things that I would recommend doing is using a product along the lines of, they call it Love Your Soil, or it also can be a product called Sulfur from Natural Alternative. What these products do is they actually help break up some of the trapped nutrients that are in the soil, allowing the soil to, you know, release them so they're active and so the lawn can actually grow. Meaning when the fertilizer that you're putting down in the lawn that the lawn service is doing is more readily available for the lawn versus just being trapped in there. So one thing you could do to make maybe your life a little bit easier so you can kind of know what's going on there is maybe getting a soil test done so that you can know exactly what's going on underneath. And so instead of having the guys just come in and fertilize, you know, like normal, maybe we're getting the actual information to them and saying this is the fertilizer we need versus just putting fertilizer down to try and make it work.
Okay.
Okay.
See, what I'm thinking is that they've already put that fertilizer down, but I'm going to go ahead and get Moss Max and put that down and rake it up.
Yep.
Get a soil test, and also, should I get the Love Your Soil or sulfur by natural alternative?
I would anyways, because there's most likely something going on in the soil, and by using that product, it's going to help with all the work you're going to be putting in for it. So I would definitely get it. I think it would be beneficial anyways, because part of this seems though the lawn itself, the soil itself needs to be fed. And so that's what you're doing by doing that. So I think you're going to be okay by using it. Even if the soil underneath is okay, it's helping the nutrients that are there really get to where they need to be. So in the long term, it's going to be beneficial for you. So really, I think no matter what, I'd be getting it.
Okay. So I can choose between Love Your Soil or Sulfur by Natural Alternatives.
Yeah, so Love Your Soil is from Jonathan Green, and then Sulfur is online at Natural Alternative. You can go to naturalalternative.com to get that information.
Okay. Now, do I put any more fertilizer on this lawn after I've done these?
No, let the fertilizer that the lawn service has put on get onto to where it needs to be, because usually we're in 6-week intervals when we do anything when it comes to fertilizing.
Okay. So wait another 6 weeks. I do decide to put fertilizer on.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sylvia, have a great one.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it for today. Appreciate everybody's phone calls in today. Hopefully we can help out. Stay warm the next couple days, and it's going to be a great week after that. To everybody, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. I'll see you next week.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.